Thanks for calling Customer Service. My name is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling in reference to a charge that was put on my account that I have no clue what it is. It's called Fabbit Trends.
What's your zip code?
20754.
And what's your first and last name?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D.
Okay. Can you verify your address?
274 Southdale Court, Dunkirk, Maryland. And I didn't authorize this, and I never got anything.
Okay, man. Give me one more while the account loads up.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, so you're calling about the $59.89 charge?
What? What was it again?
$59.89.
Yes.
Okay, did you do a survey to enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
No, and also another company on the same day, Evo Trainer, said they did a survey. I don't do surveys. So, whoever
okay,
this,
so, ma'am, how
what
did
was
it,
the name of this company?
Bites Hub.
What is it called again?
Bites Hub.
No, I don't know what that is. And they illegally took money out of my account because I don't answer surveys like that, period.
Okay, ma'am, so you never did a survey?
No.
Okay, ma'am, so how did...
And I definitely never received whatever you said I was supposed to get.
It was for a Dyson vacuum?
No.
Okay, so basically...
go ahead.
The $59.89, that's a monthly current charge. You enroll into a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Now, I can lower that as a $20 monthly rate?
No, I don't want it at all because I didn't authorize it from the get-go. I don't want to reduce. I want my money back, and I want to be disenrolled in whatever this is.
Okay, man, I can do a minus to $5 off and refund the money.
Minus to what?
The $5 off.
What's $5 for?
It's due to the policy, ma'am.
You mean you're going to take $5 out of money that I'm due back that I'm even authorized to have taken out?
Okay, well, ma'am, someone authorized it. You keep saying...
Absolutely, I did not. No, I didn't even do a survey. So what's the name and phone number of this company that does whatever it is they say they're doing, because I'm going to report them to the Better Business Bureau, because they're lying.
Okay, man, give me one moment.
Sure. Bite hooves, right. I'm not going to take $5 out. Yeah, you fucking lying. You better charge them the $5, not me.
Okay, ma'am, there's no way I can issue a refund because that charge didn't go through.
Did what now?
The charge didn't go through.
It did go through. It was taken out of my account April 30th, $59.89.
Okay, ma'am, you was already charged for this, so we're not allowed to issue all refund. We can only issue the recent refund. You haven't even been charged for this month, well, for last month.
Listen, I'm not going to be charged for anything because I didn't authorize anything.
Okay,
and
ma'am,
if you want to get
the account is canceled, so you won't be charged at all once the account is
okay,
canceled.
Okay, well, I want the $59.89 put back in my account because
okay,
I never
it didn't
received
go through.
Anything. It did go through. Do I need to show you the on my account what was taken out?
Okay, I'm looking at the system. It's, okay, you was charged on April the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay. We only allowed to issue the recent refund, which would be May the 30th, but it got declined on May the 30th.
Yeah, because I locked my account. I want the money for the April 30th. That did go through.
Okay.
And if you want $5, you need to charge the company, whoever did this, because they're a scam artist, period.
Okay, man, we aren't allowed to issue the recent refund. We're not allowed to issue... Okay, ma'am.
That is the recent refund, the $59.89, because the May didn't go through because I locked my account. I need to speak to a supervisor because I'm going to get my money because I never got nothing and I didn't take no damn survey, period.
Okay, ma'am.
So whoever I need to talk to, you need to move me up the line, the chain of command, I guess, because there's no way.
Well, there's no charge went through on May the 30th, so I'm not allowed to issue no refund.
I'm not talking about May 30th. I'm talking about April 30th.
Okay, we're not allowed to issue a refund. We aren't allowed to issue recent refund. That's not a recent refund. That's not a recent
it
charge.
Is.
That charge was in
April. I just got my May statement for April. That was April 30th. It came on the May statement. I just got it. So, yeah, it is going to be refund because you claimed I got a vacuum cleaner. I never got nothing. So, who's the company that did all this? Because they're going to give me
okay,
back, so I can get back my money.
Okay, that charge was in April. This is June.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just spoke to a company prior to you.
Okay.
Same day, April 30th. They're getting my money back, and they sure didn't ask for no $5 fee.
Okay.
Same thing about a survey. So whatever this game is going on, I'm not paying. I want my money back.
Ma'am, we're only allowed to issue recent refund. That's not a recent refund.
Ma'am, it is a recent
it
refund.
It was in April. That's not
April 30th. No, no.
Okay.
To a supervisor. No, I want to talk to somebody who has authority to issue the refund. Can't go through. Good thing I locked the damn account.
Okay. Well, man, I did cancel the account.
Who do I need to speak with in reference to the April 30th? Who's the company that supposedly billed me this money? Was it your company or a different company? It's about a survey. So who did it? This is a number that was on my bill to call, this number that I just called.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm not allowed to issue a refund.
Okay. Ma'am, I know you just said that 5 times. I want to talk